Kicking off hour number two, this is Free Talk Live. It's your show if you make the call. 1-800-259-5791. If you don't, well, we'll talk about what we want to. Isn't that right, Manwich?
Yes, we will.
And it's Ian here with you, by the way. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website. It's not a beauty contest. It's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, just ladies that listen to the show. And we're so proud of them listening to the show, we want to show them off. That's the point of the Shrine. And by the way, we've got a brand new Shriner. We added her over the weekend. Her name is Kelly. And you should definitely take a look at her at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's good news.
It's always a good thing.
It's good news.
New Shriners. All right, so there's that, and then, of course, there's the Free State Project, which, of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, all you have to do is give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. So last hour, we kind of were wrapping up the hour with, we're in the middle of an article from Paul Craig Roberts, LouRockwell.com, where he's basically just outlining the different points of evidence that are leading us down the path to tyranny in this country. He is going to, if you have not really thought about how much of a police state we live in, if it never really just occurred to you, if you looked at the Jose Padilla case and just kind of let it fly by.
Right, his name's Jose, for God's sake.
He's brown.
It has nothing to do with me.
Look at that scary brown man. It's probably good they arrested him.
We've reported other cases.
Of course.
We've reported other cases where people have been held by these Patriot Act and sort of powers. And
they get reported on once.
It's here.
And then it's gone.
Yeah. Jose Padilla at least has stayed in the news. He's probably the first one, at least.
To some extent.
Yeah.
I mean, he pops up from time to time.
Yeah.
The case pops up to get an update as to what's going on, and all this whole time he's sitting in a brig.
Mm-hmm.
Still hasn't been charged, even though one judge said you should charge him or release him. Well, the government said, huh, we'll appeal.
Yeah, screw you. You're an activist judge. You're legislating from the bench.
Right. So we talked about habeas corpus has been suspended. Right now they're claiming it's just for terrorists. But that's the first step. Then it's going to be for drug dealers, and then it's going to be for
whoever
people accused of beating their wives or whatever.
Well, they already have stupid laws on the books for people beating their wives.
Well, now I'm talking about locking them in brigs and stuff like that. It could get worse. Let's move on.
These new seize and hold powers strip the accused of protective aspects of law and give rein to selectivity and arbitrariness. No warrant is required for arrest. No charges have to be presented before a judge, and no case has to be put before a jury. As the police are unaccountable, whoever is selected for arrest is at the mercy of arbitrariness. Essentially, this means that, I'm not saying that just random cops do this, mm-hmm. but some policing organization, for whatever reason, can get the silly idea that you're a terrorist. And let's talk about this terrorist watch list.
Mm-hmm.
People just show up on this thing. People, good Americans, toddlers.
69-year-old nun.
All kinds of people show up on this list. Well, if you grant the government the powers to suspend habeas corpus, it's not long before somebody you know or care about is going to end up on this list.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come get your toddler for terrorist activities.
Right.
You
sound like you're being silly, but really, they've done this stuff in the airport.
They won't let toddlers on the airplane because these people are too small-minded to get past the idea that they might not be terrorists.
Right. It's almost ludicrous listening to you say that.
It is almost ludicrous.
If I hadn't heard of the case, if we hadn't reported on this case, I wouldn't be believing you right now.
But it's the God's honest truth.
This is how stupid these people are.
We report here all the time. 6 days a week, we report this nonsense happening.
Yeah.
And apparently no one in the government has enough backbone and enough good judgment to stop this crap.
Maybe they're concerned they'll be on the list next. Maybe they don't want to fight it.
Okay, the judiciary has to some extent defended habeas corpus against Bush's attacks, but the protection that the principle offers against arbitrary seizure and detention has been breached. Whether courts can fully restore habeas corpus or whether it continues in a weakened form to pass by the wayside remains to be determined.
By the way, arbitrary seizure doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to seize your life. It just might mean they'll seize your stuff. And when they use the word arbitrary, that means at the whim of the person you're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
at the whim of the bureaucrat who is searching through your airplane baggage. Oh, looks like you got a knife in here. That'll be mine now.
Yep.
Forget the knife. You know, a lot of people travel with cash.
What, it was given to you by your grandfather?
So sorry.
They don't care. There was a time when you could carry 10 grand in your luggage.
Nope.
They might ask you, you know, for one, they would never know that you had it in there. But now they're going to ask questions, and they're going to want to confiscate it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They've confiscated it.
They might just take it and not ask you any questions.
Yeah, and good luck getting it back, because they won't even know where it went. It'll just disappear.
You say there was 10 grand in that bag? Wow.
Yep. So sorry. We don't have any report on that.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine the rigmarole you're going to have to go through to get your money back?
Right. Not possible.
Yeah.
You might as well just forget about it.
Yeah. Okay. Americans may be unaware that it of what it means to be stripped of the protection of habeas corpus, or they may think that police authorities would never make a mistake or use their unbridled power against the innocent. Americans might think that the police will only use its power against terrorists or enemy combatants. But terrorist is an elastic and legally undefined term.
By the way, if Americans really believe that the police are the good guys, and
I do believe the police are the good guys.
I don't.
But I believe they make mistakes.
I think there are some good police, but I think they're mixed in with a bunch of bad ones, and it makes them look bad. Anyway, in regards to the cops going after just the bad guys, whether or not there are mistakes involved or whether or not they're purposely going after, you know, people of a different color, whatever the motivations are, for Americans to tell themselves that, that's so delusional. I mean, people call me crazy because I want my freedom, I want my liberty, and these people believe that the cops are just angelic and they only go after the bad guys? What kind of a fantasy land do you live in? Just because they wear the badge, that means they're good people? Well, check your premises.
You know, our justice system's been circumvented from about the time of the drug war began, is probably the best way to describe it. You know, there was a time when we had a constabulary police force and
peace officers.
And they served. They served the public. They found criminals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it makes a lot more sense. Cops know where the money is. Or, you know, I should say the head cops, top cops, know where the money is. So they send their boys in those directions. They work on vice cases, specifically drug cases. Because if I pick you up for murder and I'm a cop and I pick you up for murder, I take you off to jail. And you could decide to come in your underpants if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. But if I pick you up for an ounce of cocaine, son, I got your house, your two cars. I got everything that doesn't breathe that sits on your property. All of it. It's all mine, because it's all going to get confiscated and go to the police department. Now,
and then disappear from the evidence locker.
Who do you want police to pick up? Do you want them to pick up murderers or somebody who has an ounce of cocaine?
Seems like an obvious choice, murderers.
Why do we freaking incentivize them going after the people with the cocaine? How can we accept
it's
this?
It's sick.
It's
twisted.
It's a twisted system.
Moving on. Paul Craig Roberts.
When the President of the United States declares, "You are with us or against us," the police may perceive a terrorist as a dissenter from the government's policies. Political opponents may be regarded as against us and thereby fall in the suspect category. You know what? That's what the Republican talk show hosts are already calling Democrats more of a danger to America than the terrorists. They're saying crap like that.
They've been saying crap like that forever, though.
I know, but I mean, it doesn't take long until it trickles down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys have managed to get installed Republicans all throughout the House, the Senate, and the White House. You got to admit, the Republicans got a great sound machine out there.
Yeah.
And I believed that crap for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. The siren song.
Yeah.
Small government.
I believed it. A police officer may simply have his eye on another man's attractive wife or wish to settle some old score. An enemy combatant might simply be...
That's as petty as it can be.
It can be. Might simply be an American who happens to be in a foreign country when the U.S. invades. In times before our own, when people were properly educated, they understood the injustices that caused the English Parliament to pass habeas corpus.
Are we becoming a...
1699.
Are we becoming a police state? We'll explore further. Your calls, if you make them, 800-259-5791. Matthew's on the line. We'll talk to him and you as well. This is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live, but where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you take control, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee, no credit card transaction necessary. All of it for free. Freetalklive.com. In fact, if you scroll down past day number 6, you'll find the link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with months worth of the show. All of it for free. Freetalklive.com. We're talking about the police state. We're talking about the evidence that is mounting. I mean, it's so clear to us. But we wanted to present it to you in case it's your first time coming across this. Paul Craig Roberts is just kind of doing a breakdown of the various different things that have been happening over the past several years that are leading us down this very scary path in this country. We're going to come back to it. We're going to get your comments as well. 1-800-259-5791. Matthew in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Matthew, how do you feel about the police state?
Driving me crazy, especially here in Massachusetts. Just a little update here on what's happening here in this in Massachusetts is Massachusetts to get list of customers in tax crackdown. Massachusetts Department of Revenue has received what may be a $3 million break in its crackdown on smokers who buy cigarettes over the Internet to avoid paying state excise taxes.
Oh, they're doing it in Massachusetts as well. We reported a story like this from New York City recently, but I didn't know what was going on in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and one company called eSmokes.com has provided their whole list of their customers in Massachusetts to the Massachusetts Revenue Department or Department of Revenue.
So wait, is it against the law in Massachusetts to buy cigarettes from outside of the state?
I'm guessing that's what they're trying to get at here. Yeah, I believe it.
Oh my gosh!
And so what they're trying to do is collect on it all by using this one. You know, I mean, this is only one company, of course.
Right now, this company is stupid, incredibly dumb.
Yeah,
eSmokes.com.
eSmokes, yeah.
Yeah, well, they might as well pull the plug today.
Uh-huh.
Because
right.
They've made a big, big mistake.
Yeah, sell out your clients. Great.
It was smart.
Cowards.
You know, the thing is they're going to get this list, and then they're going to go ask these people for their money. And the vast majority of them, or for their tax money, you know, the excise tax, the vast majority of them are going to give it to them or, you know, give them a little trouble, but give it to them in the long run. But then they're going to buy the cigarettes from some other person online.
Sure.
And sooner or later, you know, some companies are going to get, the companies are going to realize they can provide an extra service by telling Massachusetts to go take a flying flip at a rolling donut. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And at that point, then you've got yourself a real viable tax dodging business.
Oh, yeah. And let me see, the data from eSmokes is so voluminous that Revenue Department officials say they will have to create an automated system for billing individual taxpayers.
Hey, that means they get to hire more bureaucrats.
Yes, and it
right.
doesn't matter how much it costs them to collect those taxes, just so long as they collect them.
Right.
You know, they could spend $2 million to collect $1 million, but that wouldn't matter.
Right.
Because they'll get it from someplace.
It's the principles of stealing.
Right. And let's see here. So they're going to be direct billing all these people who bought all these. And it's amazing.
They're sending them tax bills after the fact. They're saying, this is exactly what they did in New York City about 6 months ago, man, which they got the list of names. In fact, in New York, what happened in New York was they got the list from a defunct company. The company had already gone under. They managed to finagle the list somehow, and then they went after those people. In this case, it sounds like the company's still around. They just gave up all their Massachusetts clients, and now they're going to be sending them bills, tax bills, after the fact, saying, you tried to dodge our little rules. Now you're going to pay.
Now, my question is, how do they enforce this?
You know, and Kayleen, who's called in a couple of times, was actually thinking of purchasing, because she smokes, and she was thinking of purchasing from one of these online vendors, and I'm like, thank God you didn't do it, because look at what, you know, we could have gotten involved in.
Well, it would have been an opportunity to tell them to go F themselves and take them to court.
That's true, yeah.
Now, how do they intend to enforce these taxes? I mean, are they just going to send out little bills?
At the point of a gun?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, you get your excise tax from the distributor, you know, the retailer.
Normally,
right.
Sure.
It says here they normally just bill the wholesale person directly.
Right.
That's not normally. And,
right.
So what they're going to be doing is.
But they can't because the wholesaler's not in Massachusetts.
Right. But what they're going to do is go through the feds, according to this. There's some kind of law that says that. It's just a long article, but they're going to go through the feds to have the feds go after them.
So they're going to go after the company and they're going to go after the clients?
Yeah, that's what's going on. it quotes that in March, New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer working with the U.S. Bureau of, the ATF and explosives and other state attorneys generals, including Riley, said the nation's major credit card companies had agreed to prohibit the use of their cards for illegal sales of cigarettes online.
Unbelievable. Why don't you just ban them all together? Why don't we just go ahead and go all out and bring back prohibition for cigarettes?
You know, I don't think they want to do that. I think they want to collect the taxes on them. I think they want to sell a bunch of them and get lots of taxes.
Maybe.
Of course, they're silly to believe that they're going to get all their taxes when they just tax the crap out of them.
Well, as the prices rise, the market shifts. So they can think they're going to get more tax dollars, and maybe they will for a little while, but once it starts, you know, everybody's got their breaking point. Everybody has a, every smoker has a certain point at which they're not going to pay that amount for the, that pack, and they're going to go hunt around on the gray market in order to find what they're looking for from the mafia dealers, basically.
You know, what are they going to do if, you know, one of these e-businesses says, huh, we're incorporating in Canada, or we're going to incorporate in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
We might have a shipping point in the United States, but we're going to, in fact, be, you know, incorporated in Barbados.
World War III.
You know, is that what they're doing? They're going to invade Barbados to get their damn money?
I don't know, dude. It's crazy. Matthew,
not their money. I'm sorry for calling it the government's money. It's
Matthew,
government.
When are you going to New Hampshire, man?
I am going this coming year.
They don't have any of those crazy shenanigans up there, at least, and we can put a stop to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are some issues that I've been hearing about in the news, you know, and I keep a lot of eye on, there's a kind of a lot of issue where there's a creeping socialism from a lot of Massachusetts people that...
Absolutely, that's why we need to get there as soon as possible and provide reinforcements. Great call, as always.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-5791 to Frank in New York City.
Frank,
New York City.
You're
hello,
on
Ian Club. And man, which, how are you doing?
Hey, Frank.
Good.
Good. I found your discourse on the police state most timely and most urgent, and I just wanted to raise a couple points, having studied international law and American foreign policy for the last 30 years.
Yes, sir.
The parallels between the Enabling Act that allowed Hitler to come to power under the Weimar Republic, under state of emergency,
mm-hmm.
and the Homeland Security Act, Patriot Acts 1 and 2, that call upon a state of emergency is strikingly similar. But what I wanted to say, there are many issues that haven't been resolved or defined specifically under the Patriot Act and Homeland Security Act.
What do you mean, many issues?
Many issues. One is the individual that, let's say, would protest or dissent on policy or war.
Well, we've already found out that they're being investigated. I know you got more
that's
to say,
correct.
So hang on. 1-800-259-5791. That was one of the earlier things to come out about the Patriot Act. That was, I don't know, it came out in like 2002 or 2003 that some protesters in Detroit were being filmed and were being watched and possibly being invaded as far as amongst their own ranks by the police department. They admitted that. So we're going to come back with more Police State Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over?
The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes from the political to the personal if you take control of the phones. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Where we've got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an update. If you're on our updates list, and you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phone and back to the phones. Back to the phone to Frank in New York City.
Yes.
Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live. So you were talking about how dissent is being suppressed in this country.
It is, but also what's frightening about the legislation of Patriot Act 1 and 2 and Homeland Security Act is they make a direct correspondence between the notion of political dissent, which is protected under our freedom of speech under the Constitution, and sedition. And that's really quite, from a legal point of view, quite perverse, and it just shows how really sloppy the legislation is. Something I wanted to say, too, that I'm concerned about is the fact that there are 8 different categories, from being a domestic non-combatant to a domestic person of interest, to enemy non-combatants, to combatants. And there really is no way to challenge
that. What category is Jose Padilla in? Isn't he a person of interest or something? Enemy combatant?
I think he's an enemy combatant.
I think he would probably fit under several categories.
So would all of those categories be enough of an excuse for them to arrest somebody or to pick them up and throw them in a brig?
That's really the fear. And there is no way that we have any guarantee that you would be brought before a federal court or a state or a local court, because under the Homeland Security Act, they have specific administrative courts and procedures that are at the sole discretion of the president,
right, the
or the
courts.
Attorney General, or the Department of Justice.
Those secret judges and stuff like that.
Correct. And also, there's no guarantee of habeas corpus, which is essential regarding the individual's right to challenge evidence and to examine charges and things. So,
this is just like those third world countries.
Correct.
Where people disappear and they're never heard from again.
I'd like to say that I think that Free Talk Live is a seditious radio show. I'm looking up the definitions here. Sedition, which means conduct or language inciting rebellion against the authority of a state. Now, rebellion doesn't necessarily mean violence. According to the dictionary, it could
That's
mean
correct.
An act or show of defiance toward an authority or established convention.
That's
F
correct.
F you, government. I'm being seditious.
Yes, and we have other definitions, let's say, in the Black's Law Dictionary, and we have other definitions that are tied to specific laws regarding the notion of sedition or the act of sedition. So, in a sense, what I'm trying to say is that even with our Constitution, which should be above the Homeland Security Act and the Patriot Act,
of course,
unless you have a Supreme Court that has the capacity to interpret the law as it is written in a strict
and it's not written
context.
In Esperanto. It's not written in
That's
Latin
correct.
Or anything like that.
That's correct. We have to have a specific standard for a plain interpretation that's also been reaffirmed over the last session with the Supreme Court. But what I'm trying to say basically is this, that if the provisions are used in a grand scale against the American people, there really is no guarantee that they will have the capacity to challenge their charges in court.
Well, there's always the capacity of violence.
Well,
that'll challenge him, won't it?
It's a shame to get to that point, but I mean, it's true. You know,
you want to start throwing innocent Americans in jail? I mean, obviously, it's happened to
a point before. It has happened before, and that's what's really so frightening. All we have to do is look back at the civil rights movement of 40 years ago.
How about the Japanese internment camps?
Absolutely.
During World
War II.
That if it's happened before, it can happen again.
You've got
unless we pay attention and unless we stand up and resist and be seditious about it.
Well, I would say we have to dissent. I'm not going to use the seditious, the word sedition.
That's
because
okay.
Going to happen. But what I want to say is this, that I think it's so essential that there is some area to have the public debate or a public discourse. And you guys are doing a terrific job with your internet radio.
At least until they come and kick in our doors. Thanks for the call, man.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. By the way, we're also radio.
Well, he's listening to it on the internet, so it's internet radio for him.
Just pointing out.
Yes.
Don't want people to forget. That we could be on your local station.
Especially callers that might call in and say one of the seven words.
In fact, we've kind of labeled.
Actually, we have
show.
More than seven words.
One of our new taglines for the show is "Talk Radio's Insurrection."
Yeah,
Free Talk Live. We are seditious on Free Talk Live.
Well,
I am. You have absolutely rebellion, refusal to accept some authority or code or convention. There's plenty of rebellion in you, man, which you're not as rebellious as I. Organized opposition to authority. Wouldn't you consider the Free State Project's not really organized per se.
Well, it is.
We
to
come
extent.
Here every night. That's organized.
Yeah.
We're in opposition to authority.
Yeah.
So we're rebellious.
Yeah.
We're seditious. Insurrection, rebellion, sedition. The crime of creating a revolt, disturbance, or violence against a lawful civil authority with the intent to cause its overthrow or destruction. We're not quite there yet. But, they want to keep putting people in jail for
no
reason.
It's a lawful civil authority, and I want to see something completely different than it. You know? I mean, I would like to see the federal government so small. You could fit it on the head of a pin.
Well, it was interesting. I've been listening to our old archives, trying to catch up because I'm a good month and a half behind. And I just listened to the Mark Emery show from back in August. We had marijuana activist Mark Emery.
He was great on the air, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have him back. And he made the clarification that he's not a criminal, even though he sold thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of marijuana seeds. He has been very active in the marijuana legalization movement. He's obviously. He said he wasn't a criminal, but a lawbreaker. And I thought that was such an interesting distinction. The cops would label him a criminal because he's breaking the law. But in fact, he's breaking the law to prove the law is asinine. He's breaking the law to prove that the law is bad and that he's just a regular guy and that this is what's wrong. It's the law that's wrong. So I have a lot of respect for lawbreakers. Lawbreakers don't harm people unless they are harming somebody, and it's those few laws that have to do with harm, like rape and murder and theft and destruction of property. Okay, those are not bad because they're laws. They're bad because they're wrong, and they hurt people. So anyway, I'm proud to be a lawbreaker. So there, seditious. 800-259.
What laws do you break? Never mind.
I've broken plenty of them, and so have you. 1-800-259-5791. In fact, I'd bet you broke one of them today.
I don't know what it would be.
Speeding.
But I don't really pay that much attention.
Exactly. That's a tacit admission that I probably speed, but I can't admit it right now.
No, it's not a tacit admission. I do think that I was speeding today down a particular street. Yeah, now that you mention it. But
let's go back to the police state. Paul Craig Roberts from LouRockwell.com, because he's just outlining all of these different crazy violations of our freedoms.
The Patriot Act has given the police autonomous surveillance powers. These powers were not achieved without opposition. Civil libertarians opposed it. Bob Barr, the former U.S. representative who led the impeachment of President Clinton, fought to limit some of the worst features of the act. But the act still bristles with unconstitutional violations of the rights of citizens. And the newly created powers of government to spy on citizens has brought an end to privacy.
Mm-hmm.
The prohibition against self-incrimination protects the accused from being tortured into confession. The innocent are no more... Did you... Just recently, the president... said that he was going to veto the anti-torture legislation the Senate.
Yeah, I heard about that. Mm-hmm.
Why? We can't have any legislation against torture.
I think he addresses that coming up as well. And, of course, you could address it with your comments. 1-800-259-5791. Of course, I want to hear from somebody who doesn't think we're in a police state. What's your criteria? What will it take to convince you that you live in a police state?
They'd be so asleep that they wouldn't have any criteria.
1-800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. 800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can vote for the show, which we would really much appreciate. We're the
Do that now.
Yeah, we're the number two show in the world. We were number one for most of the month so far.
And it makes me sad to think that we've lost the number one spot.
It's tough competition.
It makes me want to cry.
But competition makes everyone better, Manwich.
Yes. Well, it would be better if we were number one.
That's true. We'll get there again. And with your help, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com. You like what we do on the show? You like the fact that we give you the archives for free? We give you all the features on the website for free? Go to vote.freetalklive.com and tell your friends to go to vote.freetalklive.com.
You
want to
keep me from being a cranky talk show host? Go to vote.freetalklive.com.
So we're talking about the police state. We're talking about the different things, the different indicators that are showing, very clearly to me at least, and to a number of people, and some people are totally oblivious to it, that we're heading down a very frightening road. We've suspended habeas corpus, which is basically the set of rights that you have as a accused. That's been thrown out the window with people like Jose Padilla, and of course you could be next. You've got dissenters being suppressed, Where are we, man? What's in this article here?
It's mentioning that the Patriot Act has given the police autonomous surveillance powers.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the sneak and peek searches.
Right.
They can just come on into your house whenever you're not
there.
Take
a look around.
Take your computer.
Put the stuff in the... Put your little clicking things in the computer to see what you go... Where
a
you
keystroke
going.
Logger.
Yeah, whatever that is. I'm sorry. I don't know all these terms.
It's okay.
The prohibition against... The prohibition against self-incrimination protects the accused from being tortured into a confession. The innocent are no more immune to pain than the guilty. So, would you confess to doing a crime if somebody tortured you badly enough?
Most people would, I think. Yeah.
I heard about this torture expert that they had on the radio. I think it was the Glenn Beck Show.
Okay.
They were interviewing this guy. I guess, like, it's okay for the U.S. to torture people. I mean, that was kind of the premise of the show. And... he says,
as long as it's for terrorism.
It's not like you see on the TV, we don't ask them questions. Bzzz. Now tell us where the microfilm is.
What is it, the kinder, gentler version of torture?
No, he says he walks into the room, he doesn't say anything to the guy. The person has refused to speak to, at this point, quote-unquote terrorist,
okay.
The dissident, or
the accused,
the libertarian, whatever the term is
right.
That they're using at this time. The Democrat, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, the black guy, the Jew.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Has refused to cooperate. That means give the information you want. Like, where's the microfilm? I don't know where the microfilm is. I don't know what microfilm is.
Right.
I don't know any of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an advertising executive.
Leave
me alone. That would be uncooperative because,
right.
Of course, you didn't tell them where the microfilm was.
Yeah.
He walks into the room. He doesn't say anything to the person. He sets up his equipment kind of slow and meticulously. He, has a little air pump machine that he has there. One of those little air blower deals?
Yeah, air compressor.
This one's really fine. And, he walks up. He shoots 2,000 PSIs right into the person's ear canal.
Whoa!
It's one of the most painful. It happened to me. I had my eardrum ruptured scuba diving, just partially ruptured.
Jeez.
But it was awful. It was terrible, terrible
pain. I've had people come up to me and go, in my ear before.
Yeah.
I mean, and that hurts.
Yes. Well, this
2,000 PSI.
This is conceivably... It's certainly one of the most painful experiences of my life was having my eardrum ruptured.
Yeah.
It was right up there with having my tattoo applied and my sternum broken.
So did he get the information he was looking for?
Oh, he didn't take information. He packs up his stuff and the person's like, I'll talk. Well, if somebody comes back in, he doesn't take the information.
Oh, I see.
He's just the torture guy.
The thug.
And then he just walks back in. Does it again. He's got two ears.
Sick. How do you go to sleep at night
that? I'll tell you, the guy with the busted ear, Trump doesn't, because that happened
right.
to me.
Yeah, but how do you, as the torturing sicko, how does that person have a family? How does that person function in society? How do you look at yourself in the mirror and know that what you do for a living is harming people?
Well, what baffles me is that, we had Glenn Beck just has him on the show. This guy who claims to be a good American, this guy who claims to be a good Christian, good Mormon guy. I hope you go to hell for putting him on the air, for condoning this kind of behavior. It's effing sick.
It's certainly un-American and twisted.
Okay, the prohibition against torture has been breached by the practice of plea bargaining, which replaces jury trials with negotiated self-incrimination, and by sentencing guidelines, which transfer sentencing discretion from the judge to the prosecutor. Plea bargaining is a form of psychological torture in which innocent and guilty alike give up their right to a jury trial in order to reduce the number and severity of charges that the prosecutor brings.
I think that is so insightful. I never thought of it like that. I've always known that plea bargaining was bad, and I'd always known that something was wrong with it and people need to stop doing it.
Yeah.
But the reason they do it is because they're scared S-less
sure.
of what they could be facing. Well, we're going to... Oh, looks like we found you with some marijuana, Mr. 50-year-old boxer. Let's see. We could take your house, your car, lock you up for 10 years, or you could plea bargain and we'll give you two.
Yep. And your wife's going to be penniless. You're going to leave them.
And so people are literally just...
Yeah.
They're forced. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They're scared to death by these violent thugs that call themselves cops. Moving on.
Excuse me, I'm right
there
in the middle of it.
There is no excuse for you.
The prohibition against physical torture, however, held in until the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq, as video, photographic, and testimonial evidence make clear,
mm-hmm.
the U.S. military has been torturing large numbers of people in its Iraq prisons.
Yeah, how about the ones we didn't see pictures of?
Yeah, and it's in a prison in Guantanamo, Cuba. Most of the detainees were picked up in the equivalent of KGB Stalin-era street sweeps. having no idea who the detainees are and pressured to produce results. Torture was applied to coerce confessions.
Yikes.
You know, and we've read stories here about how they take them off to Syria for special...
They've taken Americans to Syria for torture.
Yeah.
We had a guy call in, say he was in a cell, an underground cell for 6 months, and then they just let him out. Oh, you want to manufacture some terrorists? Let's see. Round up some random people, put them in an internment camp, and torture them. And then let them out.
Yeah.
More coming back. 800-259-5791. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, final segment. Just enough time for your call if you make it. 1-800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming. It's all free. But, and it will remain free, mm-hmm. But if you want to help us out, if you want to help spread Free Talk Live, if you want to help us get on more radio stations, help us get more internet listeners, all we ask you is $3 a month. It's called AMP. Advertise, market, and promote. It makes a huge difference. We've had over 102 people become Free Talk Live amplifiers, as we like to call them, and they're ponying up usually about $3 each. And what we do with that $3?
I wanted to call them Mouseketeers, but that really didn't seem to go. Yeah.
Probably a copyright violation, and you're concerned about that sort of thing. So, with that in mind, $3 a month, we take that in, and we turn it right back around into advertising. We take it in, turn it right back out, buy some industry advertising with the radio industry, we buy some internet advertising, Google, and all sorts of things like that, and the more we get, the more we can do.
Yeah.
The more we get, the bigger we can get, the more liberty, the more freedom, the more of this message, the more we can get this out to people that haven't heard it before in their entire lives. People would be able to come across this show, and a lot of them will be shocked, of course. I mean, it's an iconoclastic show, but we're going to literally shock them into liberty.
You know, this isn't like when the preacher asks for money, by the way. You just give money to help spread God's word. It really means give money to, you know, keep me eating and,
right.
You know, clothed and all that
fix
other
the
stuff.
Roof.
Give me money.
Yeah.
So that I can live. And I, you know, I understand he's legitimate service and all that other stuff. It's just that we happen to do this service for free, no pay. And,
right.
The amplifying program has nothing to do with paying
pay.
Us.
Mm-mm.
No, this just has to do with amplifying Free Talk Live.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to learn more. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. As an added bonus, we got these little bonuses that come along as we reach certain levels on our goals. And once we reach, for instance, 5,000, then we will cut back on our commercial time by 2 minutes. That's
yes.
Pretty good. Then we'll cut back another 2 minutes when we reach 10. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's see if we can wrap up this Paul Craig Roberts thing in about 2 minutes here, man.
I'm right here at the end of the article. In the Anglo-American tradition, law is a shield of the accused. It is necessary in order to protect the innocent. The accused is innocent until he is proven guilty in an open court. There is no secret tribunals. There are no secret tribunals. There's no torture and no show trials. Inside the Anglo-American trial tradition, law is a weapon of the state. It may be used with careful restraint, as in Europe today, or it may be used to destroy opponents or rivals, as in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. When the protective features of the law are removed, law becomes a weapon. Habeas corpus, due process, the attorney-client privilege, no crime without intent, and prohibitions against torture and ex post facto are the protective features that shield the accused. These protective features are being removed by zealotry in the war against terrorism. The damage terrorism can inflict pales in comparison to the loss of liberties and to protect us from the arbitrary power of law used as a weapon. The loss of law as Blackstone's shield of the innocent would be catastrophic. It would mean the end of America as the land of liberty. That's pretty strong stuff. It would mean the end of America as the land of liberty.
I think it's already over.
You know,
I think the liberty's gone, dude. I mean, we just basically were paying lip service to it now. Politicians are pretending like we have freedoms left.
He says in here that we're walking the line. It could go away.
That's true.
It could return.
Well, hopefully we'll have as much effect on it as possible here on Free Talk Live. And again, with your help, it can happen sooner that we can get back to liberty. You can amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Good night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying to...